Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one spoiler free. We're getting close to the end. I don't want to hear it. AB doesn't want to hear it. No spoilers.
I mean, you can give me the spoilers at this point. We all know what's going on here, Rim.
Well, I mean, we do, but I don't want to know how we get there, per se. Here's a spoiler. Did you hear this? Next Bachelorette.
Yeah,
Reality Steve tweeted it out. I read it. I saw it.
That's not really a spoiler. I follow Reality Steve.
What?
I follow Reality Steve. He does an okay job of putting spoilers in the start of his tweet. So if there's a spoiler, you'll know it. Okay.
So you literally are scrolling through your timeline.
And there's spoilers, yeah, but I just avoid them.
And there's constant spoilers every day, and you don't
read
them? No,
it's not every day. He doesn't do spoilers. I mean, he's got a couple spoilers early in the season, and then he's got...
But doesn't he reference them throughout? Like, so-and-so won, this is what she's been up to.
Not really.
Interesting. All right. Well, this is not how we plan on starting this episode. So do you want to know the Bachelorette?
I already know it.
We'll save it to you.
I follow Reality Steve. I know who the Bachelorette is. Yes.
All right, maybe we'll talk about it next episode or at the end of this episode.
No, I
want to
talk
like
about
that.
It today.
Okay, we'll talk about it at the end of this episode so people who don't want to know.
Why would you not want to know, I guess? This isn't really
because what if it's one of the final three? But at this point, I mean, two of the final three are irrelevant.
I mean, what's it matter? What's it matter?
If we'll I wait told till you the end if of I, the episode.
If I told
wait
you it was
the
one
the
of these two girls, would that spoil anything for you? We
no.
know neither of them are winning. Come on.
It's a weird situation.
It's a weird season.
All right. I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be because literally I'd say two things happened.
Yeah.
Tayshia's date and botched. Well, not botched. That's the wrong term. But uneventful, fantasy, sweet, successful overnight date, I would say. But
absolutely.
Uneventful, fantasy, sweet, in
yes.
quotes. And the hour plus long demise of Cassie and Colton, America's couple.
And you might say hour. That sounds, for the people that didn't watch, that sounds whack. No, it was one of the best hours of television I've ever seen.
We're going to get into that. There were stretches where I didn't breathe. What do we say about this show? When it's bad, it's dreadful. When it's good, it soars like no other show in the genre has the ability to do.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what happened. Some people disagree. To each their own. That's why we watch. Everybody perceives it differently. Let's get to Tayshia's date, or the first part of the episode, I'll say. You got to top off last week's episode. Kaylin didn't get a rose. That seems like months ago. We're down to Tayshia, Cassie, and Hannah G. Colton and Chris are talking. There doesn't seem to be any reason why. Colton maybe just has some nerves, needs some calming down from a guy whose job it is to not calm down the lead, but kind of keep him on edge. Just kind of keep him kind of concerned. Whatever makes the best TV.
Chris gave him no advice. He's just like, well, just do whatever you want. It's like, well, when someone asks you for advice, they don't want you to say, just do whatever you want.
On the increasingly rare occasion that someone calls your attention and wants to talk to you, maybe put a little effort in. Was Chris's effort there all episode? We'll talk about that later. Some say the full effort was not there from Chris when it could have been. All right, we're going to where the mountains meet the oceans, Colton says. Poet laureate Colton Underwood.
I love that line. I loved that line.
They looked at him like, where? Are we going to Mars?
I didn't know a place like that existed.
you didn't know the mountains met the oceans at all.
No.
All right. There's three. There's basically four montages. Not a lot happened this episode, okay? But we're going to run through it. There's three montages. Believe it or not, AB, the three remaining women are all falling for Colton. Mm-hmm. He's falling for them also. They've built some great relationships. Everybody's just kind of walking around, looking off into the distance, posing over balconies. Everyone poses on a balcony, and they're just thinking, AB, the gravity of overnight dates week, as it's known.
It's time to reflect on how you got here, Rim. These women are wondering, like, how did this happen? How am I in Portugal right now?
Just top off a limo with butterflies, and now I'm in Portugal about to get proposed to.
Yep.
Anyway, just not to belittle any of the relationships, but it was kind of the same. They're all, you know, they're presented as all the same at this point. Moving on. Tayshia's up first. Half of their relationship has occurred in the air, AB, so they need to continue that theme and go up in a helicopter. Would you go in a helicopter over the ocean?
Over the ocean, sure. And you know what? I'd go in a helicopter. I don't have a fear of helicopters. I'm not even going to front. I have no fear of helicopters. I always find it funny when they do these helicopter deals because it happens every season. And they act surprised. Like, you've never been on a helicopter? It's like, no one's been on a helicopter unless they've been like airlifted somewhere because of an injury. No one's been on a... Who's actually just been on a helicopter?
I'm not Bruce Wayne.
Colton's like, whoa, wait a second. You haven't been on a helicopter? It's like, no one's ever goes on helicopters.
Colton lays down a thin... They land, by the way. They made it safely through the helicopter. You want to know the answer? I'm not sure I would go on a helicopter over the ocean, frankly. Overland? I'm down. Colton lays down a thin blanket on a bed of sharp rocks and gravel. Like a true gentleman. Point for Colton. Beautiful setting, though, AB. What did you make of this discussion with Tayshia and Colton?
A lot of jokes being told, Rim. You finally get a little sense of, I like this episode because you get a lot of time with each of them. Like, we got a lot of time listening to conversations of Tayshia and Colton that we haven't had a lot of time. So we didn't know what their relationship was really like. It seems kind of jokey around. These two have a fun time together.
I was struck, I don't disagree, but I was struck by the lack of background music. I don't know if you noticed that. When they take away the background music, that means this is going to end poorly. But they weren't saying any things that indicated that. So what they were saying didn't match how it was being presented. There weren't many too awkward moments. It was just a normal discussion. I don't know. I guess at times it didn't seem relaxed. Maybe that was the music. I don't know. I mean, it was. I felt it was strange, and I didn't feel like the connect. You said they were making jokes. I didn't feel like the connection was there.
Okay.
Like, I thought it had been in the past with these two.
That's fair. What'd you think about, all I could think about, Rim, I'll tell you what, why I didn't have great notes on this section, Tayshia in her coat situation. What's going on with it, Rim?
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up.
What is going on? I couldn't fully concentrate on the date. That's why I don't have a great answer for you. Just to, for the people that didn't watch, Tayshia was wearing a leather coat, but she didn't have her arms through the arm slots.
Yeah, you're just over, it was over your shoulders.
It was kind of like, you know, when like a guy puts their suit jacket over the shoulders of his girlfriend. It was like that, but it was her coat on a cold day. She wasn't using the arms. It looked like it was going to fall off at any second. Irrational.
Irrational is a good way to describe it. To each their own with fashion. Far be it from Rim and AB to roast fashion, but our opinion is that was not her best look. It reminded me, all I could think of was Tori from Saved by the Bell. Remember when Tori rolled up like in the motorcycle? She was like, what's up, Zach? Yeah. Yeah, but hers was like a lived-in black leather coat. This was just like, it had never been touched before. It had never been exposed to the elements, and it was just gently on her shoulders.
Tori had her arms through the arm poles, Rim. I don't even...
Of course. Yeah, she was using the code as it's intended.
What's the point? What is the point of this? When she walked into the dinner, I mean, so
AB's fired up
the
about
afternoon
this.
It's like, okay, this is ridiculous. When she walked out with it, it was ridiculous and it was distracting. But when she walked out with the same style for the dinner date, arms still not through, I was out on it.
I did not plan on spending 5 minutes on the coat. But here's what I was thinking. I don't always agree with Tan France from Queer Eye. In fact, I find him to be very condescending, and I don't always like his style choices. The French tuck is not, you didn't reinvent sliced bread there, pal. But I think that Tan France would say that coat is not, it's not flattering. That's what I'm looking for. That was not a flattering, that does not present a flattering silhouette when you have a coat outside your body or outside your arms.
Just don't strange. Understand.
What would Tan France say? I think that's what Tan France would say. Absolutely. That's not me speaking. That's Tan France, Rim France. Okay. Back to the actual what happened on the date. At one point, Tayshia led him right to an implication about the overnight date. And Colton, this is what made me think, I don't know about these two. Colton came back with the kind of answer he would give on like a media junket or something he would say on Ellen. Like, I understand intimacy is very important and the fantasy suite is very important to me in that regard. It was just kind of, I just felt left the discussion confused about if they had a good connection or if they were just pals in a weird situation.
Yeah, it felt more like pals joking around in a beautiful setting.
Tayshia made it clear both to the cameras and to Colton that she's ready to take it to the next level, AB.
Period.
Nighttime portion, dinner. First note, Tayshia's still wearing the leather jacket. Here's my note about Tori from Saved by the Bell. Great minds think alike. Kind of a funny situation with the dress, breast tape to keep the dress on. Kept falling off. Kind of, hey, Colton, like, look, but don't look. Hey, what do you think about this? Kind of lighten the mood.
Playful.
A little loosen thing. A little playful.
I liked what was going on here. They were having fun. Colton was adorable.
No lines were crossed, I'll say. During this date, I'm about to say something controversial.
Okay.
People are gonna come after me for the things I'm saying about Tayshia, but I got mild crystal voice vibes. Not like she sounds like Crystal. I got during this date, this portion of the date, it sounded like Tayshia was doing a voice that she does not. And the reason I say this, she's been consistent with this voice throughout. So I'm thinking, there's no reason I should think this, but then something happened. Maybe she was fixing her dress or something where her voice changed. And it was like relaxed. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe she's nervous, Rim. I didn't get that feeling. You're always looking out for some sort of conspiracy.
Okay. You want to talk about conspiracy? Stick around till the mailbag, AB.
Wow.
We got some wild conspiracies in the mailbag.
I can't wait.
Wild. All right. Cole mentions that he recognized the importance of good transition, Rim. Serious transition. Colton mentions that he recognizes the importance of physical intimacy in a relationship. Okay. Led to some interesting reveals.
Absolutely. Tayshia mentions that, number one, she saved herself for marriage.
Not necessarily true. She said her husband, her now ex-husband, was the first person that she was intimate with. Doesn't necessarily mean...
Oh,
she
okay.
waited until their wedding day. Important. Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Come at me about semantics, but they play a key role in life.
She also mentions to Colton that her husband cheated on her, and that's what ended the marriage.
Couple big...
Big time
things to discuss.
Absolutely.
On the biggest night of your relationship. These two things, in my opinion, AB... position Tayshia as... I have no problem with the timing of saying these. There's no requirement. You don't have to say this if you don't want to. Tayshia is now uniquely suited among the three remaining contestants to kind of relate to and understand Colton, his situation as a virgin lead. Not because she was the same thing, but because maybe she has some extra kind of sensitivity to his attitude about intimacy.
Agreed. They kind of related.
A frank discussion about the birds and the bees with Rim and AB, episode 1. They laugh and kiss AB. when it's when the discussion's over. But the kisses are not like they are with Cassie, okay? They're not.
The hands are that before the hands. The hands are restrained. They're where they where they should
they're
be.
They're at his side. I'm gonna do what he did. You be Tayshia, and he's just like, this is bad podcast, but he just leans in and goes, and then like, you know, the old Hitch, we talk about this every season, the old Hitch rule, you go 90, she goes 10 or something like that. He went one for the second round. Just not enough. It was just not, they weren't the best kisses. They were fine. They were fine kisses. That's it.
At this point in the night, did you think there was any chance that they would, okay, me neither.
You want to know what I knew for sure? He goes, first off, Colton gives her the overnight date card. That's what it's called, the overnight date card. Colton goes, you want to get out of here? Which is code. Everyone knows the code. She goes, I'd love to. And he responds with, all right. Like, no, that's not the right all right. That's not Quagmire all right. It's like, all right, like, cool, let's go. That's when I knew nothing's going to happen here. That's when I knew.
I'll tell you what I'm tired of, Rim. We've heard it a couple times this season. It might be the same audio, actually. Colton talking about how his first time is going to be so caring tender. And passionate and tender. I've heard that enough. I don't need to hear that anymore.
You know what? It's the same audio every time, for certain.
It has to be.
It is. And interestingly, I actually, when I go through Instagram stories, I usually plow through them and don't stop for anything. But please stop and watch ours. Rosecast podcast, but I stopped at Colton's and he was answering questions. I was like, oh, he's gonna get some heaters. Yeah, he's gonna answer them.
Oh, he's doing like a where they post a little thing and you can ask the questions to him. He's doing one of those.
Yep. Somebody asked something, I forgot what it was, but he referenced how he was embarrassed about how he talked about his virginity in certain situations, and then he wrote tender in quotations, and then face to hand, what do they call it? Face palm emoji. Yeah. And he was like, I mean, Colton's sick of hearing that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like we all are. One thing Tayshia said to the camera, she goes, I might be the person Colton, and then she kind of winces and then goes like, could be waiting for. Like she was saying this, you could tell that she didn't believe it while she was saying it. It reminded me of when she told her dad she would say yes to Colton. She just couldn't believe that Colton might lose her virginity to her that night. Yeah. She just isn't even all in on them two ending up together.
I agree. I mean, something was missing there. And it's maybe that he's actually in love with someone else.
And I think she knows that. And the next morning, move to that portion. They gave us about 3 seconds of letting our minds wander, but as soon as I saw Tayshia's face,
you could tell the disappointment in the room. You could
tell. There was an air in the room. Yeah,
absolutely. At that point, I mean, you gotta be starting to feel like Tayshia's, it's not gonna go well for her here.
It's not that, he didn't have sex with this person.
No, it's not that at all.
That on its own is not a disqualifier for the person. I think it was she knew that Colton's probably going to with Cassie.
And then they cut to Colton. He doesn't say this to her, but he says it to the camera. He says he's falling in love with Tayshia, but he's not in love, and which is why he...
Yeah. I don't want to say that it hinged on them being intimate in the fantasy suite, but I think she knows it's over. The things Colton was saying were not... did not give the impression that he was going to pick her in the end. She didn't seem thrilled. What was weird was she did say, you know, getting to know you, spending this time and talking all night, whatever, this confirmed that I do love you. She said that to Colton. She says, I love you to Colton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, that just seemed to me like she was playing the game. Maybe the demeanor did not match the words.
No, it wasn't happy in that room. I don't know how else to explain it. When they woke up in the morning, you could tell they did not have a good time, and they were both disappointed. There was no happiness. I mean, you
at
could tell
point
she was
Tayshia
going
goes,
home.
I just wanted to talk to him anyway, or something that
no,
is false.
You didn't.
That
nope.
It contradicted the pre-commercial break, Tayshia. I don't know. It's over for Tayshia. I'm sorry. And as we found out later, I mean, we knew it then, but as we found out later. Cassie Day. So this is the last hour and 10 minutes of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is Cassie. I, for some reason, have a ton of notes on the daytime, even though the nighttime is where I was at. I don't know why. I don't know. I think let's see if I got some jokes in here. Let's just see.
What do you got?
Let's check it out.
All just right. Rattle off some afternoon.
Well, they're driving around an old James Bond type Mercedes, okay. Toasting tea on a this was like the beginning of, I want to say, maybe Spectre, one of the James Bond. I don't remember. I think one of the James Bond movies recently started in Portugal, and it reminded me of that. Yeah, just having some fun, shopping for things, not evening gowns or fancy dresses, AB. Just fun, like, kind of touristy things. Stuff.
Should we get some pajamas for the night? Just funny stuff like that.
I mean, I wish he didn't say that was weird. He's childish, some might say. But hey, listen, classic new couple moment.
Sure.
When they make out in the alley, AB. That's absolutely. That's straight out of the movies. First of two times, Cassie may have looked directly into the camera last night.
Okay.
And they were making out in the alley, and he goes, "You want to keep walking?" And she looks down the alley to see if anybody's there, and she sees the camera, and she's like, "Let's just stay here." You got anything else on the... I mean...
No, I wrote down that they're having a lot of fun. It's like nobody else in the world exists when they're together, folks.
Okay, yeah, that's really what it is. What about the conversation they have about the hometown? When Colton tells Cassie, "I asked your dad for the blessing, he did not give it to me."
Cassie,
that was a big moment.
Cassie is floored by the news. She's surprised.
Did you put that in all caps? Did you put floored in all caps on your notes?
No, I didn't even write floored.
What'd you write? I have this shocks Cassie.
Cassie
caps,
is
shocks.
Instantly surprised and pissed.
But who's she pissed at? Who did you think she was pissed at when you
were
watching? Okay.
What did you think? I think she was mad at a couple things. One, Colton didn't tell her in the moment. Yep. And that Colton doesn't seem to care. I think she thought that Colton didn't really care that he said no. But then also, I think she was upset with her dad, because how could you do this to me?
Yeah, I think that was the big one. And I do think she was upset that Colton didn't tell her, which made me think, when would have been the appropriate time to tell her? Obviously, he knows that Cassie's dad's opinion, Cassie's family's opinions mean a lot to her. So I feel like he should have told her at some point before proposing or not proposing, frankly. But I don't think he should have said it. I'm not sure he should have said it right on the outside of their house, because then she's got to go in and, you know, have a screaming match off camera with her family after the... I mean, I don't know if that's the right time either, but I don't know if this was the right
situation
time.
For Colton.
Yeah. I don't know. And yeah, and you, like you said, he's being judged for his reaction to what her dad said.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. What had that been me? Don't tell her. Proceed as normal. When it
don't
comes
tell
down
her.
To eyebrow raise, wait.
You don't tell her.
Wait.
Huh?
Don't tell her until, you know, proceed as normal. Choose her. If I only have eyes for Cassie, as Colton does, choose her. And then, you know, call or
but
fly or whatever to the dad if it's that important to her, which it is. I think if it wasn't that important, her Colton would just go on with it anyway.
Yeah.
But it's she obviously cares about this, and he does too, for what that's worth. Figure it out before proposing. Break up with everybody. Figure it out before proposing. All his eggs are in the Cassie basket. Work it out. That publicity hound, Mr. Randolph, would probably give his blessing later on the thing. He'd eat it up. He'd love the opportunity to be... I'm not sure we've seen the last of that guy. I'll put it that way. In fact, I'm certain we haven't. Not I'm certain, but there's 4 more hours of this show, folks. You think he's not going to be back? Please. That's what I would do. It would work out in the end. I feel like maybe Ari did that. He called, like, you know,
yeah.
Somebody.
This situation happened where they didn't get the approval and they called later. So it's... There's
do
precedent.
You approve of my plan? Do you think that's a good plan, or would I get...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's just...
I mean, well, besides one part, not telling her seemed...
No, you tell her... No, not tell her before getting the approval. And then if I don't get it a second time, then you tell her and say, that's why I'm not proposing to you right now, but I want to I want to pursue a relationship. We wanted this out of the show. We want someone to win and not propose. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Maybe we'll get that. Who knows? Last thing on this, Cassie is very confused, but there's really nothing to be confused by.
No.
Like, why is she surprised her dad didn't give it. Her dad said, you're too young. I don't think you're ready. This has gone too fast. He laid it all out. Like, of course he's not going to say yes to him. Anything else on that combo, AB?
Nope.
You just want to get to the... I can. You're itching to get to your nemesis. Between the dates, obviously something's up when they show Colton over a balcony between the daytime and nighttime dates. Colton should have known something was up when they said, go stand on the balcony and peer out. Why? I'm in the middle of, we got to get ready for the nighttime date. No, just hang out here.
You never take me here at this point.
No. Usually we just change in the car and we're at the dinner. None other than Cassie's dad hops out of the van, AB.
In Portugal.
Wearing what he was wearing when they called him. What was going through your mind when you saw this?
This fake-ass family. That's the first thing that popped in my mind. This fake-ass family's doing this fake stuff on my show.
Oh, yeah, your show that has no fakeness. Not here, not on The Bachelor, no.
How dare they do this?
You were right. For those who didn't listen last week, you were right about this guy. You hit the nail on the head. You said, something about this dad gives me pause. And I go, I don't know, AB. Yeah, I think you convinced me, but when this happened on the screen, I didn't know it was going to happen. I said, AB was right. Absurd to visit her, I don't know, 4 days after she was in your house.
Yeah.
Feel like this could have been covered yesterday. Wedding singer.
Simple, simple phone call would have done the trick as well.
I got to say, AB, it did not seem to me like Cassie's dad was there to... with an open mind. He was not there to change his mind about the relationship. What he got on their conversation?
Let me tell you how this went, Rim.
Please do.
As they're clearing up the house after hometowns, they're clearing up the Randolph house. Colton and Cassie are long gone. It's just the family and the couple producers there. As the producers are walking out the door, Mr. Randolph pulls one aside and says, hey, if you want me to go over to, I didn't get my blessing. If you want me to go over to Portugal, I'll do it. I'm here for that.
I'm free next week.
I am free. I took work off next week. I am available. Okay. So then he goes over there. He's going to cause a big shitstorm. That's what his whole purpose is. The producers obviously okayed it after he told them what he's going to do. This is a Mr. Randolph
production
plan. Yeah. It's a production.
Okay. That's a hilarious theory. I like it. You know who he reminds me of? Side note.
Who?
Balloon Boy's dad, Mr. Heaney. You remember that guy? Google.
No.
We got some listeners who might be younger. I think that was 2009. Balloon Boy's dad who faked the balloon.
Oh, the balloon.
Kid going up in the thing.
The balloon, you remember that balloon boy? I was thinking of Bubble Boy for some reason.
No, Balloon Boy. The kid who went up in the balloon.
You're talking about the kid who went in the balloon for a really long time and then it turned out to be a big ruse.
A big ruse. Big ruse. And the dad was on every TV show. And one time, if you don't know about Balloon Boy, you have to go and watch all the Balloon Boy
That's
stuff.
That's one of the wildest stories of all time.
It's unbelievable. I remember being at work, just everybody's locked on this live stream of the Balloon Boy floating. There's a kid in the balloon. He's flying across Colorado. And then they're on the Today Show and all this stuff. And then there was rumors like, maybe there's nobody in there. Or maybe he meant not to be in there or something like that. And then the Balloon Boy's dad's like, all right, tell, the Today Show, what happened? He goes, the kid looks at him, he goes, you said we did it for the show. And then he goes, oh, no. I've never seen someone sweat so much. Like, oh, God. He was absolutely caught. And then I think the kid puked. The kid puked in another interview. He was just like, bah. It was crazy. That whole thing was crazy. And the only reason I say he reminds me of Balloon Boy is just not that he's orchestrating like that, although it sounds like that after you just said. I'm just saying he kind of looked like him and talked like him. That's all I'm saying. But Google Balloon Boy. I mean.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Cassie's dad asks Cassie if she loves him, and she hesitates, AB.
She does hesitate.
Now, Rim and AB, we say, hey, that's a sign. That means maybe she doesn't love him. I think maybe because her dad just showed up out of nowhere on the other side of the world 5 minutes ago.
To talk her out of it.
And I think that might have something to do with why she hesitates, okay? Not a normal situation. She knows there's two other women there also. Mm-hmm. But as soon as she hesitates, Cass's dad says, well, that's it. Can't hesitate. Them's the rules. You don't love him.
Cassie's dad also, I don't know if you caught this, he mentions that the whole family, like, he's acting like the whole family sent him on this trip to break this up because they didn't feel the spark. That's what he said. They didn't feel the spark.
It didn't hit really? Us that it was hitting you like we would hope.
What do you mean? I've never seen two people more in love before all this went down.
When you position it that way, hey, it's 5-1. The family's voted no against this relationship. You can no longer pursue it. I mean, hey, Cassie's dad, just looking out for his daughter. Okay, right?
No.
But between the vibe you got from him last week and the way he's talking with her here, in the circumstances of the show, and the fact that he flew out, it just seemed like it was a little more than that. And maybe I'm cynical, but when Cassie started to cry about how much she liked him, when she realized, like, okay, my dad's making me break up with him, essentially, and she realized, but I really like him, I really love him, almost, she said. He kind of, when she started crying, he kind of smiled, almost. He was like, oh, okay, here we go. Mission accomplished. What would you do in that situation? What would you tell your daughter to do in that situation?
Had that been me?
Had it been you?
Mr. Randolph?
Because I have had that been me, but you actually have daughters, so you do have that been me first.
Well, let's say this was me, and it was all on the up and up. My daughter brings home Colton, and I don't see it. I don't see it there.
Yep.
I personally would have handled it differently and said something at the hometowns to her, specifically about how we don't think this is, we just don't see it with you two. I would have said it during the hometowns, wouldn't have handled it quite like this. But also, she's a grown-ass woman. So I just don't think it's a dad's job necessarily to decide, like,
rubber stamp a relationship.
Like, you can give your opinion if she asks. Like, if one day Izzy asked me, what do you think about this guy, and I don't think it'd have to be really bad, I guess, is what I'm gonna say. It'd have to be really bad for me to, you know, take this approach.
And this Cole and Cassie are not, by your definition, really bad.
No, it'd have to be like if it was a toxic relationship, I would step in and say something. But in this case, where it's Colton, who wouldn't hurt a fly, for one, and I mean, what did you see in Colton that would make you, like, be super negative against this relationship, I guess?
My big thing was, say your piece. Say maybe you don't think there's the marriage spark there. Keep in mind that they're still, you know, young kids, basically, and it's a young relationship. Say, you know, if you like him, pursue a relationship with him. That's fine. Don't feel, this would be my big message to this theoretical daughter. Don't feel pressure to say yes to an engagement.
Don't rush it.
He was basically saying, it's either you get engaged or you break up with him tonight. He put that in her head, and then that overrode everything. Her whole discussion with Colton was that the end result is either engagement and marriage or nothing.
And he also put in her head this fairy tale thought that you, like, love is always at first sight.
Yeah.
He said something like that. Like, if you don't know now that you love him, you'll never love him. It's like, what are you talking about? Love isn't always just love at first sight. Sometimes it's a gradual buildup to knowing that you want to spend the rest of your life with someone. This, where they're at right now, seems completely reasonable.
He said that him and Cassie's mom never had any doubts. I was like, well, that must be nice, because that's not the case with everybody.
You weren't
nervous ever? Like, maybe on your wedding day, like, oh, I don't know, this is kind of, you know what I mean? Like, at any point during your courtship, you never had any doubts. That's fairy tale shit. I don't buy it.
Exactly.
Mr. Randolph. Anyway, Cassie says she's not 100% ready to spend the rest of her life with Colton, and her parents do not approve. So she can't do it.
Yep.
She could be 90% ready, but it's not 100%. Her dad leaves her with some detailed instructions about how to break up with the guy he just met. That's important. Okay, so here's what you got to do.
Yep.
This is a classic dad thing. All right, let me tell you how to do this. And then Cassie, the far and away stone cold lead pipe lock favorite since week 2 and maybe week 1, says she's going to tell Colton she's going home. What did you think? Before that commercial break, AB
hit me like a ton of bricks, Rim. when you think something's such a lock, and then you're number one, what really first popped into my head, what's Colton gonna do? Like, he's put all his eggs in this basket. What is he gonna do right now? He's got no backup plan. He likes her way more than the other two. There's no way he can choose one of them. Are we gonna have a bachelor season without a winner?
Well, let's get to the nighttime portion. But here's what I did know even before the nighttime portion. If Cassie does leave, I knew there's no way he's... The Hannah G date is not happening.
No.
Colton is not going to... Cassie is not going to leave, and then Colton's going to go, all right, time for Hannah G to date the next day. That's not happening.
No.
Hannah G is not getting a date. I didn't anticipate all that did happen to happen, but I just knew. You knew that it wasn't happening with Hannah G. Cassie, nighttime date, if you want to call it that. Colton is speaking with the confidence of someone who is going to lose his virginity to a person he loves and is willing to spend the rest of his life with. This is the biggest moment in Colton's life, not an exaggeration. He's got no concerns. His entire adult life has been leading to this moment.
Yep.
Colton starts off early in the day. He says, listen, as hard as it was for me to hear from your dad, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the way I feel about you. AB, he is signaling, tell me if you agree or disagree. He is signaling to Cassie, I'm going to pick you, but not propose. Okay?
Is that
That's
okay?
what he's telling her in so many words. He's like nodding and like, do you follow me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop liking you. Okay? What do you got on this date?
Cassie tells Colton that her dad was at the hotel room rim. Colton, I don't know if you caught this, didn't seem very surprised. I think he knew the whole time that he was there.
Maybe not that he was there, but he knew something was up.
He knew
you
something was
up.
You
could see he was stone-faced. Yeah.
It that should be a stunning revelation to you that her dad had showed up. And he didn't seem too surprised.
Let me say this about Colton not being surprised. I think he's developed a poker face, if you will.
Sure.
In all the things that have been revealed to him, he's kind of kept a steady face. I also think when she revealed it, first he was upset because he could see where this is going. So he got that stone. He knew what was coming. I think when he kind of took his head back, looked away from Cassie and looked kind of off camera, basically, I think he was upset at the producers more than anything for bringing her dad out there.
I didn't
in the first place.
It's a good point.
He was like, God damn, like, you guys did this to the only, this is the only one I loved. And
why did you bring him out here? Do you think if, all things aside, if her dad didn't show up, do you think this ends differently?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Don't you?
I'm not sure. She was having doubts.
Well, he cemented them.
Yeah, not this big. The doubts were...
Maybe she wasn't ready to say yes to a proposal that night, and maybe she wouldn't have been ready next week, but she would have stayed.
Yeah, she would have stayed.
Because she walked into that date. She even said, I walked into this date with my mind made up, and now I'm having second thoughts. Mm-hmm. So she walked into that date, after just having spoke with her dad, ready to leave. And I think he convinced her is the wrong way to put it, but I think that wouldn't have happened. She wouldn't have had the attitude without him showing up. Anyway. What do you got on this breakup, baby? I have a lot of notes. I don't know if you have a lot of notes. It was very long and drawn out. I was very much enthralled by it all. I know some people thought it was maybe too much.
It was
or
repetitive.
Fake or what? It was repetitive. But,
I don't think
it
was fake. I do think it was. It was good though. I didn't want any less than what I got. Cassie tells Colton basically she has a lot of love for him, but she's not in love with Colton. Colton, one of the best parts was when Colton kind of almost seemed like breaks character, and he's like, "Wait, are you gonna leave right now?"
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you this.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Are you planning on leaving?
I don't think they thought that hiding their faces would. I mean, they knew that everything they said was being picked up, but they did. Yeah. They were just like, I think hiding their faces was an attempt to make it seem like a private. Okay. Me and you now, no cameras. Are you going to leave?
Are you leaving?
It's easy for us to say. I mean, I think Cassie I understand why Cassie would flounder back and forth and, like you said, repeat herself, and he did the same. I mean, I understand why this kind of took so long. I understand she's young. She's 23. I don't think Cassie's ever had a day job. She went straight from college to grad school. She is heavily influenced by the opinions of her family. I understand why she is kind of wavering.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for us to say, Cassie, he's telling you straight up. And he said this to her in so many words. You're the one. I'm willing to wait as long as it takes to get engaged to you. Like, I'm not going to settle for the other two. It's only you. And it's easy to yell at the TV and go, Cassie, like, just keep going with him. Keep pursuing this relationship.
Yeah.
But I can understand. There's a lot of factors at play. What were you going to say?
It was very interesting because so Colton obviously is broke by the news that she's having doubts in him. And he goes a couple of directions here. He first starts by just trying to talk her into, you know, we don't have to do a understandable that you're not ready and all this other stuff. Then there's a point where he thinks it's over and he's just like, fuck it. I got to lay it all on the table here. I got to end the show. He basically ends the show at one point by saying, I want it to be you at the end. Okay, well, that means you've picked her. Yep. We can't have any more episodes of the show. You can't go on the date with Hannah. He just laid it all out there on the table. It's going to be you.
Did you have a problem with that? Did you have an issue with that as a
viewer? No, he had to do it. That's what made it real. Too. Like, the rest of it, you could argue, was not real. Like, he's thought Cassie was number one the whole time.
Yes.
So going on these other dates and all this, that's just part of the show and something he had to do. He's known for a long time that Cassie is the one he wants to end with. So by really laying it out there like that, that's the most real thing I've ever seen on this show. He's just like, you know what, show, I don't even care if they give me the money anymore. I want it to be you at the end of here.
We're not getting the ring, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're not getting anything.
I don't care
anything.
If I gotta go to court, you know.
Yeah, over this. I might be breaking some of my contract. I can't even think about that right now. Like, I just gotta have you.
I don't think that Colton has been faking relationships with everyone else. I think he was open to other relationships, but she's always been the favorite. That's the way it goes. The way The Bachelor is structured is not how humans operate in the real world. They don't take a pool of 30 candidates and then slowly winnow them down to one. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably known for a couple weeks. He even said after their date in Thailand is kind of when he knew that all bachelors and bachelorettes would probably admit to knowing
absolutely
much earlier than they decide. He just said it because he had to.
He had to.
The stakes were really high. She was going to leave. Keep in mind, he's been constrained by the presumably written rules of the show where you can't say these things. You can't tell the person you're going to pick that you're going to pick them earlier than you need to. He needed to in this situation. He had to break the rules. And frankly, it almost worked, and I don't have any issue with him telling her that.
No.
I don't think it was like
he
a trick.
He had to do it.
I don't think it was some desperate play. It was desperate because he loves
very
this woman,
desperate.
and he wants to spend the rest of his life with her. He's willing to do whatever. But I don't think it was unfair to Cassie for him to say those things at all. He was laying it all out there. He says, this is what it is. This is how I feel. And keep in mind, Cassie couldn't really explain.
She had no explanation
why she was making this decision. It's not a situation where she says, Colton, I don't like you. I can't get there with you. She says, I'm not sure if I can get there with you. I mean, Cassie said, I love you back to him. You know what I mean? This was not I don't ever want to see you again.
That's
he was
another
just
thing
doing what he could to keep it together.
That's another thing he said we haven't mentioned yet. He did tell her he loves her, which is another that it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Two things about this, we're kind of going out of order here, but two things I appreciated about this breakup. Like you said, it was probably the realest breakup I've seen, surpassing Rachel and Brian.
Mm-hmm. Rachel and Peter.
Rachel and Peter, excuse me. Shout out to Rachel and Brian, still going strong.
Dr.
Two kids
Abs.
In the pressure cooker. Dr. Abs. Two kids in the pressure cooker, one of whom is worried about making a bad decision at a young age, breaking the wishes of her parents. The other thing here is, like you said, Colton shattering the expectations and rules for a bachelor. Probably my favorite moment of the show is when he just went full all out. And I'm watching that like, oh my God, what's going to happen now?
That was just, that's what you watch for. Stuff that you don't anticipate. Like, I don't anticipate it completely to go off the rails. Like, there should be two or three. There should be two more episodes, right? In traditional Bachelor, now we can't have the last of the fantasy suites even. Like, it's, no. This is crazy. This is
there's no overnight dates in the tradition. No fantasy suites.
No fantasy
basically.
Suites. One of them hasn't even. We haven't even seen the date. Like, so what is going to happen? This is just the craziness that I love.
We'll talk about that last part in a second. There's a couple quotes I want to mention that Colton said. It's really hard going on dates with other women when all I do is think about you.
Wow.
He said, there's no pressure. I want it to be you at the end of this. And she says, how can you say that with two other girls here? Not in like, how are you negotiating your feelings with the other two women that you love? She's like, how are you saying that? That's against the rule. That's basically what she was saying. She's like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
And the answer is he's not supposed to. He broke the rules.
He's definitely not supposed to be doing what he's doing, but he had to do it. He even, at one point, he says, I don't need to propose to you at the end, which is the exact opposite of what he's been saying for literally the entire season.
Yes, that's true. He has said, I want to end an engagement, but I think he cares. He likes Cassie so much that he's willing to do it differently for her.
Yep.
Before a commercial break, this was an interesting moment. They hug, and it looks like Cassie looked right at the camera and then kind of hides her face to cry more. Did you notice that? How did you not notice that, AB?
I noticed it. It just seemed like they were wrapped up in what was going on. It'd be easy to forget, like, hold up, I gotta collect myself here a little bit.
I mean, to me, it seemed like, I can't believe that we're doing this in front of millions of people. I think it was probably more of a surreal moment than any kind of conniving, can you believe I'm doing this, America?
Gotcha.
Type of thing.
Gotcha,
I don't think
America.
That was it. Anyway, wrapping up, Cassie says, staying is the wrong decision. Colton says, okay, I'll walk you out. As people who cover the show, I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily root for individuals to do well. I root for the wildest thing to happen.
Sure.
What's best for business? And this, I think, was one of them. This was a shocking twist, but not gimmicky. That was like a American moment last night on television when these two were breaking up. It was like the world was watching, like in the Truman Show, where right when Truman's about to leave, spoiler alert, everybody's watching. And it's like, that's what I felt like. The eyes of America were on Cassie and Colton last night. And it was television, folks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Before she leaves, Colton says, I love you. Cassie says, I love you. And those were their final words to each other.
That was it. Did you think, so she leaves, she's crying in the limo or the SUV or whatever. Did you think she's going to actually leave? Was there any part of you that thought she was going to come back?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you another question then. Did you at this point think it was over? Like, Colton basically just wasn't going to be with anyone this season.
Well, I know there's 4 more hours next week.
Yeah.
So, there's more episodes. I mean, unless they were lying to us about it. I mean, yeah. Here's what I think. I think Cassie, like she kind of mentioned, had her mind made up. I think Cassie, without saying it, did not want to, for lack of a better term, disobey her parents. And continue the relationship with Colton. Even though all logic pointed to, he said, we can do this. We don't have to get engaged. I want to continue to be your boyfriend, basically. Yeah. I'll do whatever to stay with you. But she left anyway because she did not have basically approval to continue being with Colton. Let's get into predictions for next week then.
I think that there will be no date. He will go have conversations with each of them individually and end the relationship. And then he's going to go to Cassie and try to save things.
Yeah.
And it'll all be all laid on the table there. And it'll be either a yes or no from Cassie on if she's going to be the winner of the season. I don't know. I don't know the logistics. Like, are they going to fly back out to Portugal?
Who's they?
Cassie and Colton. Like, after what's the situation? If she is like, yeah, I had second thoughts. I'm in love with you. Let's get engaged.
I think it's possible. Well, hold on. Let's get to the fence. We haven't even talked about how.
Yeah, get to the fence.
Colton, understandably upset.
Distraught.
He's upset that the person he wanted to marry decided to leave. He's upset at the producers for bringing in her dad to convince her to do so. If you're on the premises, he's upset with you. Okay? And I can't blame him. I will say, I don't think this is a Colton apologist take. I thought he handled the situation with Cassie, I thought he handled it pretty well. And I think knocking some shit over at the resort is not the worst reaction a person could have. I would also be, if I would be done with the show. I would be livid. I would also be done with the show.
So you've went through this whole time and you're not going to have, it's over. You didn't get a wife.
This was, as he said all season, his biggest fear was loving someone more than they love him and them not being willing to be engaged.
Yep.
And the biggest fear is realize there's no reason for him to keep the charade up. So why even bother, you know, what's he going to go back to bed? Just have a peaceful night's sleep after this? No.
Wake up and go on your Hannah G date. Major props to the cameraman who stood by like really close to Colton as this 250-pound furious guy is like walking towards you and storming around, and they're still kind of recording him there.
Hey, like you said, he wouldn't hurt a fly, AP.
That's
they
true, but...
What did you think of the fence jump? Aftermath.
We talk about things that don't live up to the hype, and Bachelor is so bad at this. Evil, I'd say, for how they tease us, and then it never lives up to the hype. Somehow, this was better than the hype, Rim. This was the best thing I've ever seen on this show.
The fence jump was never about what's on the other side of the fence. It's not going to be like Land Before Time when you get to the other side and it's the Great Valley. You know what I mean? It was always about what caused him to jump the fence. And I'd say, yes, that lived up to the hype. And it's insane because no tease has ever lived up on this show.
He took off everything. He took off his microphone, all the other electronical equipment, and jumped the fence to basically get away from everything with the show. It was incredible.
I didn't expect them to show it earlier in the episode. I didn't expect to see a lot of aftermath. I expected this cliffhanger type to end the episode, and I was fine with it. I thought it was, we've seen the footage a million times, but it wasn't about the fence jump itself. It was about why he's doing it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if
it's better.
I think a good part of next episode is going to be like, where's Colton and the girl, the remaining two being like, what happened with Colton? And I think the end of next episode, he'll be back. He's going to talk to the remaining two. And I think the final episode next Tuesday, 2 hours, is going to be him trying to get Cassie. Get in contact with Cassie or her family. Something like that. That's what I think.
The Colton scene, I don't know about you, but there were a couple things I noticed that kind of surprised me. Right when it happens, so he's about to jump the fence. He's taking off all his stuff. They start giving us an inside look at like a producer. You're hearing
fake,
the producer
by the way,
talk.
But yeah.
Sure. But then they say, can someone get Chris Harrison?
Anybody got eyes on Colton?
Can someone get Chris Harrison?
Eagles fall in the coop.
That flies in the face of everything I've thought about Chris Harrison. Like, is he actually around in these scenarios? Like, does he have more to do with the show than I thought?
What do you mean? He doesn't or he does?
I didn't think he had anything to do with any of this. And I thought if something like this happened, he would be nowhere near the scenario. He was on the scene.
Well, I mean, it's late at night. He's in his hotel room or something. I mean, he tags along. He's like a roadie for a big rock band.
I figured he was nowhere near the premises of or nowhere near the situations that were going on.
I thought this was an A+ episode. We've probably rambled on too long. It didn't have a lot of structure. I thought it was a great episode. I was entranced by what was happening on screen. I thought I was drawn into this breakup. It was wild to see on television. We got a lot of questions in the mailbag. We got some alternative takes that aren't in line with our Rim and AB's opinion of the show, so we'll read those. But that's what I thought about the show. What did you think, KP?
I thought it was great. The fence jump, I can't reiterate enough. It was phenomenal. Chris Harrison jogging around in the pitch dark.
Jogging is a generous term. He was walking briskly.
Well, what is he going to do? Is he going to catch Colton if Colton's running?
Talk some sense into him, maybe. Who knows?
He's yelling like, for him. Oh, what do you want?
Yeah. He's like, oh, there he goes. Oh, he jumped the fence. Crazy. Women Tell All AB is tonight.
Yep.
I never enjoy the Men or Women Tell All episodes. It's all the people who are annoying on the show, who watch the show themselves in the show. They come back and try to one last grasp for Instagram followers. They try to capitalize, expand their brands, and stir shit up. I don't like it, AB. I don't like that The Bachelor turns into Mari for one night each season. That said, I will be watching Big Demi guy. What do you think about the Women Tell All?
I'm excited. A couple things I noticed from the preview, though. Maybe I was looking too much into it. Colton seemed kind of still out on everything to me. Something about him.
Ooh, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah,
keep an eye on
Colton and how he's acting tonight.
Okay, let's go to the mailbag. Thanks. We had, I'd say, a record-breaking number of texts last night, AB. A lot of thoughts, a lot of theories.
Let's hear them.
Thank you for sending all of those in. We can't get to all of them. 773-234-7794. Like I said, we're going to include a few that don't line up with our opinions. Diversity of thought, AB. It's important to have. First thing, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. A lot of people on Twitter and Instagram have mentioned that Cassie's sister is dating some Disney actor whose name escapes me. He has 4 million Instagram followers.
It explains it. It's been explained.
So that explains it. Yep. Yeah. So that's why she has 180,000. Okay, first up, from the 763 area code. AB, do you think Colton told Tayshia in the fantasy suite that he wasn't picking her?
No. I think he was still playing the game at this point. Like, what? He's a nice guy, but he's not going to... He doesn't have an opportunity to talk off camera with Tayshia to kind of give her the heads up. And he'd be breaking the rules if he did that.
This was pre-bad boy rule-breaking Colton.
Yeah.
Also, it was the night before. Emily in Iowa City. How worried was Chris Harrison really during the fence jump? You know it was 49% concern, 51% giddy with excitement because he knew it was gold in television. What percentages would you attribute to Chris Harrison concern-wise, AB?
I think it's just a crazy situation. Like, if you have your lead taking off all his equipment and just running off into the darkness, there's going to be some concern there, even if you are happy that it, probably at the end of the day, happy that it happened.
I'll give you percentages like I requested. 20% concern, 80% thrilled beyond belief. And that's generous to Chris, I think. You got any percentages? Do you have percentages?
I'd go closer to 50-50, honestly. Oh, I think he was concerned.
Yuck.
Dark. What if something happened to Colton out there, Rim? There's dogs barking.
I bet there's snakes out there.
What if something happened to your lead? What if Colton got killed?
AB, stop believing the sound effects. There weren't rabid, wild dogs running around. They just were like, what makes this sound good?
No.
Those dogs weren't real, please.
There were dogs. Chris said, there's dogs barking down there or something. It was a very funny line.
Hey, whoa, how about
they're
that?
Like,
dogs.
Where's Colton? Chris is like, I don't know. There's some dogs barking down there, as if that's going to point them to where he is.
I want to know how they find him. I want him to like stumble. You know, like, I want it to be like an episode of Cops where like the spotlight comes on him, a cowering Colton, you know, in the ditch. Like, oh, dang it, they caught me. And he just comes out with his hands up back to the people. Marissa from Maryland. Do you feel bad for Colton with Cassie leaving? We didn't address that one way or the other. Do you feel bad for Colton with Cassie leaving, or feel bad for Tayshia and Hannah G knowing Colton is dead set on being with Cassie? What do you think, AB?
I feel really bad for Colton. I feel bad for them, but not any more than I would other runners up in this competition.
These things aren't mutually exclusive. Yeah. I mean, everyone, there's only one winner.
Yeah. There's only, I mean, I like Hannah G and Tayshia, so I don't want to see them heartbroken or anything, but no more so than, you know, I felt about Peter or anyone who I liked.
Here's one, AB. Kara or Cara, C-A-R-A, from Philadelphia. I have to give AB all the credit for sniffing out the fakeness of Mr. Randolph. That last-minute flight by the producers was a joke. And the fact that Cassie didn't even mention... Actually, she said absolute joke, but I'm trying to cut down on time. And the fact that Cassie didn't even mention to Colton that she saw her dad a few hours before the nighttime portion of their date was crazy to me. I assume Colton wins back Cassie, and they are together now. But do you think he is changing his mind about her as he watches this back in real time? Or is he in too deep and refusing to see her for the snake she truly is?
Wow.
I don't have an answer for that. I don't think Cassie's a snake. Do you think Colton is reconsidering and watching this on television?
I think it's pretty clear her family and possibly her are in this for the fame. But she could also actually like Colton. I don't know that I ever thought like she didn't like Colton. I just thought there were two motives to her being here. Get famous and also marry Colton.
Heather in Seattle. Okay, not to go full conspiracy theorist here.
Uh-oh.
This is what I was talking about. But do you think Colton knew going into the evening date with Cassie that she was trying to break up with him? And the plan was they were going to have a heart-to-heart that ended with them back together, and the only reason he jumped the fence was because she ended up leaving. It seemed like for the first half of the convo, he was pretty calm, and he definitely didn't act surprised when Cassie said her dad showed up in Portugal. Maybe I'm way off base, but I wonder how much of that conversation was planned, in quotes, to create drama, and how much of it was her, quote, going off script.
Script.
Heather in Seattle thinks the whole breakup that we just spent an hour praising as monumental television was a work.
That they
Any
were both
that AB.
They, you think she's saying that they were both in on this?
Put your hand off your mouth. Yes, she's saying they're both in on it, and it didn't end like they agreed upon beforehand.
I didn't see that.
No, the answer is no.
I didn't
That's
see that.
Tinfoil. No. I like the I like where you're coming from. Love, though. I like weird thinkers. I'll put it that
way. Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, you put it in front of me. I'll give it a moment to consider. No question. AB, this is from a shadowy figure. For privacy purposes, I can't disclose my name, but I can tell you that I'm a face and body analysis expert that has worked with the FBI. Are you laughing at my delivery? You're laughing
delivery
at my delivery.
Spot on.
FBI. At approximately 1 hour and 44 minutes into Monday's broadcast of The Bachelor, very official,
wow,
this FBI person, Cassie, while embracing Colton, looks directly at the camera and displays a very slight, unique, and unsettling smile, and then covers her face with her hand. This is known in the face/body analysis community as duping delight. Duping delight is different to other kinds of smile/facial micro-expressions. It is easily identifiable. We got semicolons in this text, AB. Okay, this is the real deal.
I've never properly used a semicolon, so...
Well, you don't know.
Carry on.
And only
That's
occurs
impressive.
When someone is when someone is feeling pleasure from being able to manipulate someone.
Wow.
So far this sounds like her dad more than Cassie. Anyway, that's my opinion. Cassie's duping delight was already clear, but further confirmed when she hid her expression from the camera with her hand. Liars often are forced to cover their expressions or use other hand-to-face gestures, in an attempt to obscure non-verbal leakage. You can find many examples on YouTube from other famous cases, or look up the work of Paul Ekman, but I thought you would find it both interesting. Unnamed texter. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Something to consider. I interpreted the look as, I can't believe this moment in my life right now. That's what I interpreted it. Last one. Janelle says Cassie broke up with Cole. This is just a funny one. After that, the big time stuff, I wanted to end on a joke. Cassie broke up with Colton the exact same way that Michael Scott kills deer. Yeah, I went hunting once. Shot the deer in the leg. Had to kill it with a shovel. Took about an hour. Why do you ask?
Yeah, I went hunting once. Shot the deer in the leg. Had to kill it with a shovel. Took about an hour. Why do you ask?
That's all we got for the mailbag. Shout out to Gus. Just one of the new listener. Didn't read his letter. What's up, Gus? AB, if you're a fan of the show, I would recommend you follow us on Twitter at RoseCastCS or Instagram at RoseCastPodcast or Facebook/RoseCastPodcast. I would recommend subscribing to wherever you listen to podcasts. AB, anything else? And do you expect the Women Tell All to warrant an episode tomorrow? I don't.
I'm not as anti-Women Tell All as you are, or Men Tell All, or Tell All.
It's a tough thing to recap. Yeah, I'll put it that way.
I'm intrigued by Colton. I think we're going to be able to tell a lot. He doesn't have a great poker face, so I think we're going to be able to tell what happened with him and Cassie here.
I hope so. They filmed this probably last week or so. Okay, that's all we got. It was.
Oh, you
going
to talk about the Bachelorette?
Should we wait? Do you want to do that after the theme song at the end? Let's do that.
Okay.
Really bury it. Really bury it. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a heavenly day. Okay, check it out, guys. All right, get this. I saw it on the internet. The next Bachelorette, according to Reality Steve.
That scumbag. Right?
We don't like him. I feel like scumbag is a term you can't say. I don't know. I feel like scumbag is a worse phrase than we give it credit for.
Sure. I
that
stand by it.
That scumbag Reality Steve. Listen, he tweeted this out. And he said, barring any last-minute changes, which is always his go-to qualifier,
yep,
which I don't foresee happening this time. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just wrong about the last one.
Who did he say was going to be the last one?
Well, the Ari one in particular, he was really
wrong
about.
He was very wrong.
He was very wrong.
The next Bachelorette is Hannah B. AB, resident Hannah B guy.
Yep.
What do you think?
I am the biggest Hannah B fan, I think, in America, and I was floored by this news.
How did we end last episode or the episode before that? We're like, no chance for Hannah
no
B.
No chance. Yeah. She's got no shot. I mean, I don't understand. I guess I didn't think that she had the backing of any of America, so I don't know who this is. Who's this for? Yeah.
Who's the Hannah B audience? I was looking. Kaylin has like 3 times as many Instagram followers as Hannah B, and you know they take that into account.
Absolutely. So what this, I almost don't believe it. It's so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't see the angle. What's the storylines with her?
I mean, they're going to play. Here's what I'll say. I don't know what the storylines are going to be. I'm not a huge Hannah B guy. I haven't been. I find her kind of immature, even more so than Cassie. I also can't imagine Cassie being a bachelorette either. But after this season of Colton, in which I was so dead wrong about my expectations for the lead, I'm willing to give literally anyone a chance at this
point. Absolutely.
And they surprised me with Colton.
I'll give you this, Rim. she's fun. She has fun on these group dates.
You're rolling your eyes.
It was a
You're
hard rolling. Eye roll.
Yeah. She's no one embraced the show and everything about it quite as much as she did. So maybe that has something to do with it. Like, she loved these group dates. She was always positive. Even that, I mean, I can't even talk myself into this. I have no idea why she was selected. I have no idea.
I mean, I don't think there's a great group of candidates. There's a big group of fine candidates from this season. No one stood out as would have been amazing, I don't think.
I thought it was going to be Kaylin.
I thought it was going to be Kaylin, but I don't think Kaylin would have been like this groundbreaking, amazing.
No,
I agree. I think she would have been more of the same. Do you think there's a chance that it's Hannah B versus Kaylin on night one and they let the guys decide? I mean, if you want to take the pageant showdown to the ultimate.
No, I really don't.
Okay. Here's what I was hoping. I'm always hoping for an outside the box. I think the franchise needs a shot in the arm. I was hoping for Danielle Maltby, like you said. This franchise is risk averse. They say, well, we got to do someone the people already know, so they tune in. Well, if you pick someone that the people already know and don't like, which was the case with Colton, it might be the case with Hannah B., you're giving people a reason not to tune in. You're giving fans a reason not to tune in. If you pick someone no one knows, everyone's going to give the person a shot. You know what I mean? Like, you have to tune in to see what the person's like. We already know what Hannah B. is going to be like, I think. So I don't know.
There's something to be said about picking someone that people know, though.
I know, and I just dismantled it with an elegant argument against that.
There's a reason. I mean, these people are smarter than us. They said we didn't think Colton was going to be good. Look at us
now.
Listen,
we were wrong about one guy. We've been pretty much right about the others. I'd say I was a little wrong on Becca, only because she didn't do the damn thing all the time. That was nice. Anything else, AB, about Hannah B. other than that, the biggest Hannah B. supporter and the president of Hannah B. fan club is not optimistic about her season?
It's not that I'm not optimistic. I'm just surprised by the choice. I actually don't believe it yet. I think he might be wrong, which he has been in the past.
Well, it's our brand to not believe him.
Yeah.
That's our thing, to not believe him. So we don't believe it until we'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. That's all. We will talk to you likely next week, barring a surprise episode tomorrow if something happens crazy on Women Tell All.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.